This summer's heavy rain, storms, and floods have affected many state residents and businesses, especially those in southern Wisconsin. Soon after June's deluge, the IRS extended its deadline for tax relief provisions to August 13th. But this week, the IRS announced it's extending its deadline again to August 29th. Jessica Iverson of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue says there are some guidelines to keep in mind.
For individual income tax, taxpayers should enter the number 3 in the special conditions box and write Wisconsin flooding to receive that extension. In terms of sales and use tax for businesses, they should contact the Department of Revenue to request a 30-day extension in addition to the extension already provided. For the other tax types, they'll just need to make their payment or file their return, again, by that August 29th deadline.
Iverson says the recent severe weather has been devastating for those in the affected counties. She says if people have lost documentation related to their filing, they should contact the IRS and Wisconsin Department of Revenue to discuss their situation. Iverson adds the extension doesn't just apply to taxpayers themselves.
It also includes any taxpayers whose tax records or whose tax professionals' offices may be located in any of those declared disaster areas.
The extension applies to both state and federal filings. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.